Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate you being here today. Thanks to Mary Walter for filling in yesterday. I will be on Fox News Saturday night, tomorrow night with Jimmy Failla. And I'm excited for that. 10 p.m. tomorrow, set your DVRs. Fox News, Saturday night on the Fox News channel, Saturday night, 10 p.m. All right? So set your DVR and let's do this. Before we begin on the show, I want to mention that today's show is going to be in honor of our friend, Sid Weiss. Sid is the second founding father of the Zioli Army. The first founding father, Mike, passed away several years ago. And Sid was a part of this show, a part of our station all day long. I mean, he would interact with us all day, and you've seen his tweets, I'm sure, if you're on social media, or if you're not on social media, you've heard me read his tweets over the years. Sid was he was a great guy. He had these custom made Zioli Army shoes long before we ever had merch. He even one time made a T-shirt that had all my sayings on it. That's things I didn't even remember saying. But I talked to his wife, Sarah, today, and she's, you know, very sad, obviously, but she's a very strong woman. And she wanted me to express her sincere appreciation for all of the messages that she's gotten and all the kind words from people in this audience. And thank you for that. Because Sid really did, and she said this to me, she said, Sid really did feel part of our show in every way. And he loved tweeting along with it. He loved the interactions. He loved when I would read one of his tweets on the air and the bust chops, and he would bust chops with me and I, you know, bust chops with him, and the chop busting is great. And he would come to all of our events. He would come to Parks Casino for comedy night. He would come to all these things. But it really also says something about this format of radio, this genre of radio, which is that we have a friendship, a camaraderie that just does not exist in other formats. It really doesn't. And we talk about the Zioli Army. We talk about this group, you know, this notion of being part of something. And it is very special. And it doesn't mean we always agree. And it doesn't mean that we always take it seriously either. Because, I mean, part of it is we love to have fun and we love to joke around and we love to have a good time and we love to be around each other. I mean, all these events that we have, whether it's at Cape May or it's Parks or whatever else, it's an opportunity to just be together. And people have made friends over the years together. Like, for example, Flower Auntie, who's one of our great friends on social media. You know, Susie Cool, Amy, some other people got together and they started saying, well, let's get some money together, get some flowers for Sid. And so we started contributing to Robin, who is a florist, sent some flowers over there for his memorial service, which is going on right now. But it's that friendship and that level of camaraderie that is just amazing to me. And it blows me away. It really does. That's why, honestly, when people troll me or don't like the show or something, my response is always just, then don't listen. Like, I don't care. If you don't like the show, don't listen to me. Find something else to do with your time. Well, life's too precious. Life's too short. I'm not going to change my show for you. So if you don't like it, listen to something else. Believe me, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Because there's so much loyalty among us, among this camaraderie, this family, this la familia, that we don't really take well to outsiders who don't like it here. If you don't like it here, go do something else with your time. The loyalty is too strong. And that doesn't mean you always have to agree with everything I say. But if you don't like it, if you don't like the show, then move on. Go do something else. The passion and the intensity of people that listen to talk radio is something I've never seen in any other genre. I mean, people just don't have this kind of level of commitment in music radio anymore, or really even in sports radio anymore. It's so unique to this talk radio format. And I think the reason why is because the level of honesty and sincerity that has to be on display is something that you don't get if you're listening to mostly music for an hour, and then a couple, you know, a DJ comes on and says a couple things or something like that. But, you know, when you're talking for 4 hours a day, most days of the week, and you're building up a rapport and a bond with the audience, and then you're dealing with going through all kinds of different things together, the birth of children, COVID, lockdowns, school closures, people who pass away, friends and family who get sick, and we extend prayers to them on the air, and then people start praying for each other and rooting for each other, people that lose jobs, and we kind of rally to them. And it is a very special and unique relationship. It really is. It's something that you just don't see. You just don't see it. And Sid represented the best of that. He really did. Because Sid Weiss would be part of the show, and he would tweet along, and he'd make jokes, and he would rip on. And this goes back to when I was with Greg and Dawn in the afternoon, and then in the morning, and then back in the afternoon. And he'd go after DeSantis, and he'd go after Henry, and he'd go after Dawn, and he'd go after Greg. And that's fun, and that's the way it should be. And it really should be a good time. And I remember when Rush used to always say, I'm a harmless, lovable little fuzzball, and I'm just an entertainer. At the end of the day, what we try to always do on this radio station is entertain you and inform you. But you're interested in events and topics that are more than just the kind of stupid pop culture topics that you talk about on daytime television. So you try to take people that are interested in stuff that is, well, kind of, I guess, more intelligent, I think. I mean, politics, for example, or current events in general. And then you try to do it in an entertaining as possible way. But you can't do it alone. And I mean this sincerely. When we started reading tweets on the air years ago, and we started with Who Won Twitter, which, of course, now they stole it from me on the morning show. It's fine. Whatever. I don't care. But we started doing that because of guys like Sid, who would tweet along with the show. And we said, hey, this is neat. You know, not everybody has time to call a radio show, and not everybody can do it because they're working. And sometimes they have to wear headphones at their desk because they're working and they don't want other people in the office to know they're listening to me. I've had a lot of people tell me that over the years. It's like, Rich, I have my headphones on, you know, just in case. And I get it. I completely get it. But you could fire off a tweet, you know, or post something to Facebook or Instagram or something like that. So that's actually where we started with the whole Who Won Twitter back in the day. And we would do that at the end of every afternoon drive show at about 5:55 p.m. And Sid would win a lot of the times. And when we did Who Won Social Media on this show for a little while, and then we just stopped doing it because, I don't know, we just never, our attention spans are just not that good anymore. But that's where it started. It really did. I mean, it started there, where people would start weighing in on things that I was saying on the air, and I would read back. Sometimes they were nice things, sometimes they were nasty things, and it just became this community. And then threads started where people were sidebarring and having their sidebar conversations. Now we've expanded that. We do the YouTube stream, and there's a whole sidebar community there that's sort of chatting away and chit-chatting, and sometimes I wonder, are you listening to anything I'm saying? But it's okay. I don't mind. I really don't. It's that camaraderie. It's that friendship. It's that understanding of hey, we're all in this together. I think of it in two ways. It's one is a real, true, deep down desire. We love this country. We want to save this country. We do this. I mean, I do this professionally, but we do this because we want to save this country. I really do believe at the heart of it, it's that. And then what we try to do is, as we're doing that, try to do that in the most entertaining way as possible. Some days are easier than others. Quite frankly, some days are easier. It's easier to be entertaining. It's easier to be funny. It's easier than other days. It just goes with the day. It goes with the news flow. But we're always trying to make sure that everybody is engaged, because the battle is real. I mean, the battle is real. Take for example, the deep state. I talk about the deep state all the time, which is a very real entity of people who are working round the clock to completely control this country, completely control every aspect of it, every aspect of this country. And we have to fight back against that. And we have to fight back against people on social media that call us idiots and call us names and mock us and say, you know, you don't read a book. And if you were educated, if you were literate, you might know something about this and blah, blah, blah. And we got to fight the people that have the stupid yard signs in their yard, you know, hate has no home here and blah, 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 even though they're the most hateful, intolerant, bigoted people I've ever met. But we're trying. You know, Sid texted me on Saturday and said that Sarah, his wife, was headed to the Trump rally and her Jeep was all pimped out with Trump stuff. You don't do that because you are just doing it for kicks and giggles. You're doing it because you really do want to try to save this country. And, you know, I'm not like Hannity in the sense of where I go, this is the most important election in our lifetimes. I don't usually do that, but this might be. It really may. We've reached this point now where people who are in charge have found new ways to control us. For example, yesterday, Francis Collins, the transcript came out, and the COVID Select Committee on the Origins of the Pandemic released all this information. And it confirmed, guess what? It turns out if you think COVID might have come from a lab, you're not a conspiracy theorist after all. I know. It's shocking. I'm as shocked as you are, because I was definitely on Team Batburger all these years. Batburger had me convinced. It's like I'm sure it had you convinced. But they told us early on it did not come from a lab. They didn't tell us where it came from, but they definitively ruled that out. And it was such an effort, right? The Hunter Biden laptop to come out and say it was Russian collusion, Russian disinformation, and all these entities that jumped together to do all this. And then, like today, for example, the Biden administration announced they're going to end coal permits in West Virginia as they try to further destroy this country in the name of their green socialist agenda. So that's what they announced today. It was something the Biden administration proposes Wyoming, that would end new coal leases in Wyoming. Just absolutely trying to destroy America, Wyoming and Montana. So it's a couple things. You can listen. I think about it this way. You could listen to sports radio and be really into the Eagles or really into the Phillies and very passionate about sports, obviously. But at the end of the day, it's sports. And I know for some people that's sacrilege, what I just said, because sports is like religion to them. But what we talk about here is literally about America, like saving the country, because you can't play sports in a country that's not free. I don't know if you noticed or not, but China doesn't exactly have a lot of free activities. It's a little bit more limited there. So you really, really, what we talk about on this radio station matters in a big, big way, because it affects every aspect of your life. So then you think about it. All right, well, how can we deliver a show that is informative and entertaining at the same time? And I mean this sincerely. You're a big part of it. You are a big part of it. If you tweet us, if you like something, if you put something on Facebook or you put something on Instagram, you take part in the show, you call the show, you're a big part of it. It means a lot. I always, early on, as I was getting into talk radio, I used to always think about it this way. It's very easy to think that you're talking into just a microphone and nobody's listening. And you have to remember that there is, hopefully, someone there listening. You are listening. And also, too, that I'm not speaking to America. I'm talking directly to you. You're listening right now with your two ears, whether you're in the car by yourself or even if you're with other people. You're still, you are listening. It's a one-on-one experience. That's the beauty and the intimacy of this format and this genre of radio that just doesn't exist anywhere else. But as part of that, because it's a lot, it's a long time to be on the air, when you engage with the show, it's everything. When you help market the show, like Sid Weiss would wear the Zioli Army shoes and we'd make jokes about it, or he'd wear the Zioli Army shirts. But every time somebody sends in a picture where they're wearing their Zioli Army hat or they're wearing any of the 1210 stuff, you know, Kale and Company or Dawn and Dom, whatever, I mean, any of it, it's all great because they don't give us a marketing budget. So you are literally our marketing budget. You are our team. You're what we have. You're all we have. And it means so much. And then you think about it over the years as this goes on, and this friendship and this camaraderie goes on, and the exchanges, and the, and even the people that I know don't agree with me but still stay part of the show and do it in a good way, a good-mannered way, like Jimmy and Brian. I mean, those guys don't like anything I say, but, you know, they're good sports, and they bust chops, and, yeah, they listen. It's okay. It's all good. It really is. It's all good. Jimmy Fallon always says that. He says you could be a Republican, you could be a Democrat, just don't be a D. You know what I mean? Like a D blank, you know, just don't be that. And I agree with that. I really do. I think that's very important in life as a rule. But then when somebody deals with the unexpected loss of their spouse, and I call her, I call Sarah, and I talk to her, and she says, Rich, I can't tell you how much it meant to Sid to be part of this community, to be part of something. He loved it. He loved you and you, and by you, I mean us, all of us in the Zioli Army and the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD family. He loved being part of it. It was a, it meant a lot to him. And then, and Sarah was almost, I don't know, kind of keeping me from crying. She's like, it's okay. Go on the radio today and make jokes and play some songs that Sid would like. That's how he would appreciate it, because his memorial service is now. I can't be there, so I'm on the air. And she said, that would mean it would mean more to him for you to talk about him on the radio today than it would be for you to be at the service. But I hope that's not lost on you, that point of being part of this, because they mock us all the time, right? We're deplorables. We're the worst people in the world. We're a bunch of racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted, all the things they say, all these terrible things they say about us. And they do that all the time. And, you know, one of the, Hillary Clinton's such a dope. Joe Biden's no better, but these people never learn that when you start insulting people, then you wind up bringing people who you're insulting closer together. So every time they insult us, we wind up forming an even tighter bond. You notice that? And it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. At some point, maybe they'll figure it out. I don't think they will, because I think they genuinely despise us in such a way that they can't comprehend that, hey, maybe we're good people. We just disagree politically. They can't see that. They really can't. They just can't process it that way. And that's a damn shame. But that's their problem. That's not our problem. Life's too short for that. But as you listen over the years, and people come up to me and they'll say, you know, Rich, I've been with you since the beginning. That means that they've been listening to me since 2010. That's 14 years, 15 years of listening. That's a long time. And through the course of that, making friendships and community, and some people have never even met each other, and they've become friends. And then at some of these events, like Mulligan's last week for the Trump rally, and people are all there, and it becomes reunions, and people come to the KMA shows, and they go, this is my fifth show, my sixth show. That's an unbelievable thing that I think only happens in the world of talk radio these days. Really. I mean, it is something special. And we used to talk about how the Zioli Army had its own whack pack, and Sid was kind of the leader of the whack pack, kind of like what Stern used to have in the day. I mean, that guy's lost his audience by becoming a woke version, I mean, a joke of himself, a guy that Stern would mock back in the day. He's become that. And a lot of these other people who turned out to be frauds, you know, total frauds, and you trusted them, you invested your time in them, and then they completely turned out to be a self-serving fraud, saying whatever they thought they needed to say to advance their career. We've been through that too together. We've been through a lot of things together, and it's all brought us together. We've been through the United States Department of Justice calling us all domestic violent extremists, potential terrorists, as they monitor us and read our tweets, and God only knows what kind of profiles they have on each and every one of us at this point. But it does unite people and bring people together. And I think you see that at the Trump rally. I mean, part of the reason, and the Democrats cannot figure this out, part of the reason why there's 100,000, whether it's 80,000 or 100,000, it's still a big freaking crowd, whatever the exact number is, of people that feel like they're part of something. To the left, it's a cult, and they go, oh, these people are all cultists. And again, they start mocking and insulting. And no, it's actually, we're part of something. We want to save this country. We're all part of something. People who go to these things are, they're kind, they're nice, they're encouraging to other people. There's no racist and sexist and homophobic people in the crowd. It's not real. These are lies that are said about us. But they become these events where you go and you bond and you make friends and you're part of something. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing, actually. It really is. Sid was a big fan of the Grateful Dead. Dead shows used to be like that. I've never actually been to one. And most people who've been to one don't remember being at one. But that was kind of the same way, too. It's like, how many Dead shows did you go to? How many Zioli Army shows have you been to? How many Zioli shows have you been to at the Grand Hotel? When people start saying that, I know that we're onto something very special. And I also know this, too, and this is key. They can't stop us. They can't silence us. Because they want to. They really do. They want to. And what I've realized over the years is that whether the platform changes or not at some point, because it could, you never know. If the platform changes, the army goes with it. The army goes with me. We stay together. We don't just abort just because the platform changes, if you know what I mean. If that ever happens, if it ever comes to be where you turn on the radio at 3 o'clock and I'm just not here, because that's what they do. They act like you're just dead. In radio. And television's the same way. They just act like you're dead. Like you never existed. There's no goodbye shows and they don't ever... Not that I'm planning on going anywhere, but I'm saying that the platform is just the vehicle in this day and age. In the era of camaraderie and friendship and support and unity and being part of something together, you follow that person, you follow over hot coals. And you see that with Trump. I mean, you see that with Trump in the sense of everything that's happening to him and going through with him with all the trials and the tribulations and this weaponized Department of Justice and the way they keep coming after him. And people just double down on their support. And they say, this is wrong. I'm sticking with the guy. I'm actually more invested now because of what they're doing to the guy. And that's a beautiful thing, too. And then you hear from blue collar workers who go, wow, you know, like you thank you, like you're fighting for my job. And people that work in the natural gas industry or the energy industry, or they say, well, thank you for fighting for my job. Cops who come up to me all the time and say, thank you for your support. Thank you for having our back. Thank you for supporting us. I always say it's my honor. It's my honor to do so. But think of what they're up against all the time. Think of what they're up against by the corporate media every day. Think about what blue-collar workers are up against every day, whether it's with Biden's EV mandates or shutting down coal permit leases or oil drilling or anything else. Think of what people are up against. Moms at school board meetings who get called to domestic violent extremists. A guy gives a commencement address and speaks from the heart about his beliefs and his thoughts, and they want to haze him and cancel him. They want to dox him and destroy his career just because he said something that people disagree with. So that sense of community, and I think that really is what it is. It's a sense of community. It's bigger than just a radio show. It's bigger than just a station. It's bigger than all of those things. It is a true community. And we lost one today. We lost a good guy in Sid Weiss. So, Sid, today's show is for you, buddy. And it's for each and every single person who listens every day and is part of this family. And I do consider it a family because you've been with me through the birth of my 3 children. You've been with me through shift changes. You've been with me through a lot, and I don't take it for granted ever. Never. I never will. I never will. I pinch myself sometimes and go, I can't believe this. I'll see somebody wearing a Zioli Army shirt and I'll go, wow, that's an incredible thing. When Sid had those shoes made up that said Zioli Army on them, I can't just think about it, like, man, that's something special. But it's not me. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about us. The Zioli Army means all of us. It's not just, it's my last name, but it's us. Without you, there's no army. Without you, there's no us. There's no show and there's no radio station and there's nothing. You know? So it's you. So thank you. Thank you for being part of it. And thank you and know that on a day like today, you've made Sarah Weiss's week an impossible week, losing her husband unexpectedly, but you've made it a little bit better, easier to tolerate, because she knows that there's that sense of community that Sid was part of, and she knows that that community is going to endure, and he helped build it. He really did. He really helped build it. with all of his tweets over the years and all of his comments and engagement with the show. And you do the same thing every time you engage with the show, every time you talk about the show, every time you wear a Zioli Army shirt or you rock a Kale and Company shirt or whatever it is. And every time, Dom Time, and whenever you do these things, you help us. And, you know, we probably don't say thank you enough, but it is a sense of community. You see it at Trump rallies. You see it with the station. You see it with our live events. And it's something the left cannot, they just don't have that. They can't generate that, you know, unless somebody's buying matching tents, you know what I mean? They can't generate that. It's not organic. Like, it's organic with us. It's not with them. It's all funded. Everything is orchestrated behind the scenes and funded. But with us, what we do, this community, it's all organic. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. And that's how you know it's real and it's sincere.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.